You've landed inside Launch Street, the Business Innovation Podcast, where we interview top innovators out there shaking things up so you can innovate, differentiate, and get further faster. Since you're here, we know you're the type of person that recognizes the importance of unlocking your innovation advantage so you can compete and win. And now, your host, the person that has worked with leading companies like Disney, Procter & Gamble, Arrow Electronics, the U.S. Army Research Labs, and Red Robin on upping their innovation advantage, Tamara Gontor.
Hello, hello. I got some questions in that I need to answer. So I'm going to go ahead and do that. So the first question is, sorry, let me preface this by saying that these are questions that came from video number 4 in our free workshop. All right. The first question is, I'm not on Facebook much. Will I get value if I'm not on it? Oh, I'm so glad you asked that, because sometimes I think this might cause a little bit of skepticism for people. So here's the deal. We use Zoom, we use Facebook, we use email. But most importantly, all of that goes onto the hub or on the Everyday Innovators Tribe, which is our custom private platform. So whether you are on Facebook or not, doesn't really matter. You'll still have access to it. So we do the innovation jam sessions and kind of some of the pop-up stuff on Zoom. I do a lot of Q&As and pop-up interviews on Facebook. But anything that I do on Facebook is going to be pulled over and put into the tribe membership. So you will get it anywhere, no matter what. So if you're not on Facebook, that's cool. I totally get it. You'll still have access to all that stuff in the Everyday Innovators Tribe. Here's the other thing I'll tell you, because it's not necessarily in this question, but I know it's in back of some of your mind, which is, I don't want to be on Facebook at all, or I don't want Facebook to have my private data. Although, frankly, if you're watching this, that's probably not your issue because you're on Facebook. If you've got friends who are in this situation, we've had multiple members who actually create pretend names so that it's them, so they can participate in the Facebook group, but they aren't public anywhere else. In fact, it's not even their real name. That's fine. As long as I know it's you, I'll let you in. It's all good. So the answer to the question of, if I'm not on Facebook much, will I get value out of it? Absolutely. We'll make sure that everything goes in the tribe. All the email goes out. We'll make sure that your questions are answered in the Q&A. So yeah, I'd love to see you there, of course, but you'll absolutely get value. And the Innovation Jam sessions, which by the way is where it's at, that happens on Zoom. And the Innovation Library, that toolkit to have access to the tools that you need 24/7, that is on the tribe as well. That's on the Everyday Innovators Tribe. You have access to that 24/7. That has nothing to do with Facebook. So yeah, you don't have to be on Facebook to get all the value out of the Everyday Innovators Tribe. Okay, awesome question. Let me get my glasses back on. The second question that I got in, and actually before I go this, let me just say, if you are watching this and you have a question about the Everyday Innovators Tribe, just put it in the comment section. I would be thrilled to answer it. Question number 2 is, how do I buy for my team? And do they need to be a certain level, like a leadership level, to be in it? Okay, so those are 2 questions. I'm going to break it down. How do I buy for my team? All right, we've made it super simple. All you need to do is email us and we'll get you set up faster than a goldfish circles a bowl. It's that simple. We will set you up and we can figure out if you want to do a monthly subscription or if you want to pay like annual and then we'll renew after a year. That's up to you. We can do it in the way that works for you. Absolutely. Okay, on the page, but let me just do that right now for you so that I don't forget. On the page, there is the email for you to actually reach out to us. You're going to reach out to Laura and actually have her do it. Okay, there it is. All right. So the second question, the second part of that question is, does my team need to be at a certain level? Nope. And here's why. First of all, leadership happens at all levels. Don't we as titled leaders want our team to show leadership qualities? We want them to be innovative. We want them to be proactive. We want them to look for solutions and opportunities when it's maybe not even what's right in front of them. So your team absolutely does not need to be at a certain level. And in fact, here's how I would look at it. You should sign up whoever on your team that if you all innovate together, you're going to go further, faster together. You're going to innovate and win together. If your team needs a common language around innovation and tools that everybody can access, this will help you do that. So No, not in any way does your team need to be at a specific level. I love the idea. And in fact, we see this in the tribe of people coming together and doing it as teams, as across leadership, like everybody at a certain level or the entire team kind of up and down doing it together. It works incredibly well because then everybody's moving forward together. And then, so if you're the leader, for the person asking this question, if you're the leader and you're kind of like, I've got an uphill battle with innovation here, you want your team innovating with you. That's going to minimize that resistance that you get. That's why having a team join is so powerful. It minimizes the resistance. So I don't care if you're the people that you sign up are the frontline part-time staff all the way up to senior vice president. What matters is everybody shifts and transforms together. And you'll see, you'll help build a more high-performing team this way. All right, such a good question. Thank you for both of those in there. Okay, here's my third question. What if I feel totally lacking in innovation or any creativity, really? Will this help me change that? Oh, what a good question. All right, let me repeat that. What if I feel totally lacking in innovation or any creativity, really? Will the Everyday Innovators Tribe help me change that? That is what we're here to do. So the answer is yes. So one of the things that we've built into the Everyday Innovators Tribe is your journey, your roadmap to innovation and influence. And there's actually five stages that you go through to get to kind of the top level, the more mastery level of innovation and influence. Oftentimes, when people start at the Everyday Innovators Tribe, they're starting at the first level, which is all about dusting off that innovation, unlocking it, finding it inside of yourself. So if you feel totally lacking, first of all, no, you're not alone. And second, that's what we built the Everyday Innovators Tribe to do, is to take it from lacking to abundant. And what we see with people who join the tribe is the ones who start with lacking, it feels hard. They're not sure how to innovate. They don't have the right framework to change obstacles into opportunity. Those are the ones that get a ton of value out of the Everyday Innovators Tribe, because we help unlock this incredible superpower that's inside all of us. And I don't say that as a soft, subtle skill. I say that as a tangible, hard, real skill that we all have that helps us. So they go from down here, discover, go through the five stages, all the way up to 4 and 5, which is command and influence. Command is like a black belt in Taekwondo and in karate, where you have a newfound level of mastery of being an innovator and being a leader. You're able to ignite it every single day. And because of that, you go to the next level, which is influence, which is all about not only do you innovate, but you ignite innovation in other people. You have a ripple effect out. You have an amplified voice and value. So not only is this good for you, but highly transformative for you. If you are starting from that place of, I'm not an innovator, that's Steve down the hall. God, my innovation skills are dusty. I am so stuck in a rut. I am so frustrated by my lack of movement. Yes, this is 100% the place for you. Okay, let me get one more question in here. Here we go. Oh, this is a great question. Okay, you ready? It's funny. Why is the price so low given how much you get? I'm suspicious. Do I have to buy in every time I do a jam session or a Q&A? Oh my gosh. First of all, thank you for your honesty. Maybe I need to up the price. I don't know. Maybe this is an issue that people are having but are not vocalizing. So thank you for asking. Okay. So let me work these backwards. So the second part of this is, do I have to buy into anything once I'm in? And the answer is no. It's all included. The innovation jam sessions, the innovation toolkit, the Q&As, any kind of pop-up stuff that we do. All totally and completely included. The reason the price is where it's, there are two things about the price and where it's at. One is we wanted to make it affordable for you, and we wanted to make it affordable and scalable, meaning you could sign up your team without breaking the bank or having to go to a different apartment to get approval. I think it's really frustrating when you find a great tool, but then the cost forces you into this kind of like committee approval procedure that takes so long that you never even get to enjoy and use the tool that you were trying to get to, so that you think could provide you value. So we made it at a level that we knew at any team and companies of all sizes could afford it and could scale it. That's what we were looking to accomplish. The other thing about the price, however, you should know is it's going up in 2021 because you're right, it is low. So, and we know we're providing a ton of value, in fact, way more than what you're paying. So, and that's okay. We're happy with that right now, but we will be upping the price in 2021 because we want, you know, the price level of the investment to match the value. And right now the value is way up here and the price is way down here, which for you right now is fantastic. But down the road, we have to adjust that. All right. So we covered some great questions here today. And just to recap them quickly, number one is, if I'm not on Facebook, will I get value? Yeah, absolutely. We do the innovation jam sessions. We do those on Zoom. Everything goes into the Everyday Innovators Tribe. Your innovation toolkit is already there. So that's the hub where everything goes. We'd love to see you on the lives when we do them, but we get it if you don't want to spend all your time on Facebook. All right. The second thing is, and then let me just say, that's, we designed it specifically knowing that. The second thing is, how do I buy for my team and do they need to be at a certain level? Well, you reach out to us. That's how you buy for your team. It's on the page that I put in the comments. And no, they don't need to be at a certain level. The point is moving forward together. So you could have a frontline staff and senior leadership, all senior leadership across the company, a mixture of the both, colleagues that you love to work with, whatever's going to help you innovate together and win. Okay. What if I feel totally lacking in innovation and creativity? Will this change that? Yeah. That's why we have the roadmap to innovation and influence, because oftentimes people come in feeling dusty and dormant. They feel like their innovation skills are weak or they just don't have any. That's somebody else. That is a lot of the tribe members, how they came in. And we know that. And that's why we created a path for you to go through that transformation into being an innovator and a leader. All right. And why is the price so low given how much I get? I'm suspicious. Do I have to buy once I get in? Nope. Everything is included. The price will be going up in 2021 so that the value price is matching a little bit stronger. All right. Thank you so much for those great questions. What an honor to answer them. I'll see you in the tribe. And just as a reminder, Everyday Innovators Tribe is only open until Thursday. It closes to new members publicly on Thursday. And we do that because we really, two things. One is we want you to kind of come in together, almost like a college class, right? Everybody registers. We're all freshmen together. We get to kind of move through together and feel that community. The second reason is once you're in, we want to focus on you. We want to focus on the members who are already in the tribe most of the time. Now, they're 100% my focus right now too. But, you know, it takes work to be out in the public doing the selling side of it as well and getting in the right new members. So we close it down so that we're not constantly in a sales loop, that we're actually focusing on our everyday innovators and giving them value. All right, that's all I got. Tamara out.
Thanks for hanging with us on Inside Launch Street. If you know someone that is truly ready to unlock their innovation advantage, have them join you on Launch Street. Discover your innovation advantage. Build a team of high-performing innovators and ignite ideas and solutions that create massive impact. GOTO, LaunchStreet.com. Remember, innovators, if you don't take the leap, somebody else will.